Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Are they the smartest show in the Bay Area?
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. Let's go. We are going to be all over the map today, and I mean that in a good way. Buster Olney of ESPN joins us in less than 20 minutes. It's Willard and Dibs, your phone calls, your texts, your YouTube ridiculousness, all of it's welcome. 888-957-9570. Yes, there's a lot to work through off of the Anthony Slater article with regard to Jonathan Kuminga, the Warriors' interest. I'm really interested to know what you Warrior fans, how you would answer that question we were just throwing out there. What matters to you more right now, Steph's interests or the organization's interests, and those are not fully the same thing. We'll get to that, but we do have breaking news of sorts because Kyle Shanahan is speaking to the media as part of OTAs for the first time this offseason, and among the things that he said, Ricky Pearsall's hurt. Ricky Pearsall has a hamstring injury and will not return until training camp.
Oh, boy.
That's in late July.
Right.
That's in August.
Training camp.
Yes. We're about to be in June, so there will be no June and there will not be much of a July. This is essentially saying that for the next 8 weeks or so, Ricky Pearsall, OTAs, mini camp, and then who knows after that, but Ricky Pearsall is down with a hamstring injury and will be missing the off-season activities.
That is really bad news.
It's terrible news.
For a team that is already, in my opinion, thin at wide receiver, and you're trying to continue to develop that rapport with Brock Purdy. The rapport you couldn't develop last year because he got shot. So you get shot, you miss a big portion of the season, and now this year you come out and you've got a hammy, and if you look at training camp and, you know, just trying to put the puzzle pieces together and, you know, this might call for an emergency text to Dr. Nirav Pandya to get his thoughts. But if you have a hamstring injury in May and you're going to be out until July, and that's 2 months, that to me feels like grade two, if not even more severe, if you're going to miss that much time.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I hear what you're saying based on, quote, that much time, but there are no games between now and then. So it's also, as we always hear, hamstring injuries are so tricky. There's a high level of recurrence. So this could be something where it's like, actually, he'd only be out 2 weeks or whatever if this were a game week. But why would we push this? Why would we push this for minicamp?
That's fair.
You know what I mean? So It may just be one of those things where they're like, let's play this really, really safe. And Ricky, you'll do your stuff off to the side as we ramp you up. And let's have you ready for the last few days of the month of July. It may be that, but I'm not dismissing what you're saying at all. I am a huge, huge Ricky Pearsall fan. I am very high on where Ricky can go this year. I think he can absolutely be their number one receiver. That's my baseline right now for Ricky Pearsall, and there's no reason I see for concern yet unless this does in some way bleed into stuff that actually matters for the 49ers, because that is not a position where they can afford to lose one of their top guys out of the gate of the season.
Yeah, and the date where it really starts to matter is July 25th. You're right, the opening of camp. So if it's just a couple more weeks of this off-season stuff, then, yeah, you don't want to rush him back. So it could just be a minor grade one where you're just going to hold him out as a precaution. And after 2 weeks, well, you're done for the summer anyway until July. So not necessarily totally alarming, but just bad news to have an off-season that went pretty much the way you had hoped. Your quarterback got done. Your tight end got done. Your linebacker came back. He's done. Whatever free agent moves you did, heck, you found yourselves a new punter and you drafted a bunch of guys. Today was supposed to be a day of all positive news, and now it comes out that he's got a hamstring. That's a bummer.
Okay, I got a little bit more on it. Okay, Kyle Shanahan said Pearsall, he used the word tweaked. He tweaked his hamstring.
Okay.
Okay, not likely to practice in full until training camp starts in July. And then, you know, they talk about a couple other players who are dealing with a little of this or a little of that, but they use the word tweaked, which I think makes it, that leans a little bit in the direction of this is precautionary, no?
Perhaps. I mean, I wonder if Steph Curry's would have been characterized as a tweak. And ultimately, I'm sure Ricky Pearsall will get an MRI as soon as today, and it will either be revealed or not revealed the relative grade of said tweak.
I don't know if it happened today, but he was working today, but on the side.
All right.
So he was working out today, but not in the 7-on-7 drills. The Niners' top three receivers, want to take a guess? Top three receivers today.
Are we doing stats?
We're 7-on-7 drills.
May 29th.
No. Just who went out there to be their receivers? Talking about who got catches.
Oh, I thought you had numbers
over
there.
Just like who they sent out there.
Gotcha.
Who they sent out there as their 1, 2, and 3.
Well, Juwan Jennings.
That's correct.
Jacob Cowing.
That's correct.
And I would guess DeMarcus Robinson.
Very good. Those are your top three receivers. There you go.
Yeah, nice. I mean, it's exciting. And you've got Cowing, who barely played last year. Juwan, man, he had a monster year. And DeMarcus Robinson, who I would anticipate gets suspended for 2, maybe 3 games. His DUI, I was looking at some of the details yesterday, it involved him going 100 miles an hour.
That's not okay.
No.
So not okay.
Not only is a DUI not okay, but when you add in an extreme high rate of speed.
That's how people get killed.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you know, we've seen it before, Henry Ruggs and others. So
still in jail.
Correct.
Yeah.
So if I were the Niners, I would be anticipating 3 games. I don't even know when that will be handed down. But
yeah, I don't know.
You know, he could be, when he comes back, he could be a very productive receiver for him.
No doubt. Yeah. So anyway, that's kind of the baseline, and we'll have more from what Kyle Shanahan said as we kind of watch it all unfold on social media and as the Niners start to post things. But Kyle just started talking about a half hour ago, and so some of the nuts and bolts of that we'll have throughout the day, but that's the lead. Ricky Pearsall's got a hamstring injury. Probably not going to participate with the team for OTAs and minicamp over the next couple of weeks. But late July, they'll ramp him back up, and he should be fine unless there's some sort of a setback between now and then. But 888-957-9570, Buster Olney of ESPN joins us in 10 minutes. But a good chunk of what we're talking about after that is definitely going to be based on what we saw in The Athletic from our buddy Slates today, and yes, the centerpiece, the baseline of the conversation is Jonathan Kuminga's interest. But I don't even want to really make this all about Jonathan Kuminga, because there's a number of things that could happen this offseason. I don't know who else might get traded. I don't know if anyone's going to get traded. But there's no reason to think that Moses Moody and Brandon Pajemski and Trace Jackson Davis can't all be a part of this conversation as well. The idea, the backdrop of the article is there are three competing interests.
Yeah.
First off, just to comment on the one, and again, these were not his words, but what exactly, how did you translate when you said Jonathan wants to score 20 per game somewhere?
Well, this was agenda number one, which is Jonathan Kuminga's, and Slater writes, he's 22, still young enough to believe a mountain of growth is ahead. And he said, Kuminga, league sources said, still has visions of becoming an all-star, not fitting into an ever-moving mid-tier rotation role. He wants to be a featured player and chase the 20-point and beyond dreams he's spent his life chasing and the last week of his fourth season tasting. Shout out to Guru for the taste.
Is it unfair for me to just be like, that didn't make me feel great. I don't love it when a player's goal is 20 points a game.
I think Slater was just putting that in the way of this is what Jonathan Kuminga has dreamed about.
I know, but like, you know what I mean? That has that feel all over it of the teams that seemingly we always go to the teams that are in the Southeast. We go to Washington or Charlotte or something like that.
Yep.
But those teams that always, you know what I mean? You want to go be LaMelo Ball?
Like, he's on the
just
list.
Score a bunch of points for an absolutely irrelevant team with no footprint in this league. Like LaMelo Ball, he's a good player. He scores a lot of points. He misses games a lot. Does anybody care at all? Like, is there any relevance to LaMelo Ball? Or quite frankly, what Jordan Poole is now doing.
He's on the list.
In Washington.
Right.
Do you want that? It just doesn't make you feel good, I feel like, as a fan. When and again, those are Anthony's words, not Jonathan's. But if that's your goal, man, I'd much rather hear somebody. Like, obviously, I don't want his goal to be sitting and watching the Warriors be good.
Right.
But like, I don't know. Does he want to be a part of something bigger?
Yes, but at the same time, if I'm Jonathan Kuminga and, you know, I've played 4 years in the association, and in those 4 years, I've won a title and also been most recently given DNPs by the bushel full at a time where I'm out there trying to really showcase. And then Steph Curry gets hurt. He gets 4 games and he goes out and averages that 20 plus. Granted, all losses. I wouldn't put them on him by any stretch of the imagination, but you're Kuminga and you did get that taste of what you could do on the floor when you get to actually go out there and play and look to score. So I don't hold it against him. For me, the ideal would be Kuminga comes back and in 2 years, he plays the way that Steve Kerr wants him to play. And then after that, when he's 25, now you get to go out and be a Warrior and try to get your 20 and 25 a night, because we're going to need it then.
I'm with you on that. But
that's a pipe dream.
Well, but that leads us to what I think is the meatier part of the conversation, because that's Jonathan's agenda, and no Warrior fan is going to prioritize that unless you're kind of an odd bird. Like, I'm just going to be real with you. You're a little bit of an odd bird if that's what matters to you most in this conversation is Jonathan's stats and Jonathan's salary. You're an odd bird. It's fine. There are odd birds all over the place, but you're an odd bird. I would argue that most Warrior fans, if you're actually a fan of the team, the other two agendas are where the conversation is. And Jonathan is tucked in as a piece of one of the agendas. There is the Steph agenda, which is solely focused, and I think this is where the coaching staff is too. You're solely focused on now. You're solely focused on winning right now in the immediate term. And then there's the ownership agenda, which is we're going to be awesome all the time. All the time. We're going to be awesome now. We're going to be awesome then. We're going to be awesome after then is done being then. Once then is now. And then there'll be a new then. We're going to be awesome then too. What matters to you most as a Warriors fan? Is it right now? And is it Steph? Or is it this thing over here that's overlapped with that, but let's just call it Warriors basketball? What matters to you?
For me, it's the right now, which is the next 2 years. It's really two more years. And you could say, well, Steph might come back. He'll be 40. And Draymond will be 38. And Jimmy will be 37. So if you look at it through the next 2 years as that prism, Well, after that's over, the odds are, and Steiny did a good job running down the history of dynasties in the NBA, it's a 95% chance that you're going to have to go through a healthy dose of misery, because that is what happens. Now, when you're the Lakers, it's different because you're LA and you are an attractive place. And by the way, the whole Kobe Bryant thing, the way you drafted him, that thing, the fix was in.
Well, sure. They did have some down times, though. I think Sadale Threet was maybe their leading scorer for a year or something like that. Anyway, go ahead.
No, I think that the inevitability of the demise, the fall after the rise, it's going to be there whether or not you have Kuminga. So if you have Kuminga in 3 or 4 years and he's averaging 23 or 24 a night, you're probably not a championship contender unless you're able to do something magical in free agency. So for me, it's about the next 2 years, and this is the best opportunity to get better for next year.
We're going to talk about this a lot throughout the day. Buster Olney's going to join us next, so just keep this in the back of your mind, and we would love to talk it out with you. 888-957-9570. I'll just answer it real quick this way. Any fan base that is rooting for 3 years from now, that is the characteristic of a bad organization. That's all. You root for a bad team if what you're constantly doing is worrying about what's going to happen 3 years from now. Because even if you think you know, you don't know. You have no idea what the hell is around the bend 3 years from now. So you could sit here right now and plan for it, and I'd argue it still won't work. So anyway, more to get to on that. But Buster Olney joins us next. How big or small are the Giants' problems? Bryce Eldridge with another home run last night. Is he part of the fix or the answer? We'll get to all of this and more with our buddy Buster Olney of ESPN. Coming up today at 4 o'clock, the Valkyries are in New York, take on the Liberty again. You can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. They got their own dedicated channel. Just download the app, search Valkyries. You'll see it right there. You can also watch the game on KPIX. Pre-game at 3:30. We're also sponsored by Honda of Vallejo. This is Weather.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Absolute pleasure. Willard and Dibs, y'all take it easy. Have a good one. Enjoy the game tonight.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, that was the voice of Hunter Pence, a teammate of Buster Posey's, obviously, back in the day. And so those are the voices right now the organization is leaning back into. But, of course, we have our own Buster that we like to call. In times of need. And this feels a little bit like that, even though the Giants have a winning record. So we'll get back to your calls shortly, 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibs. But joining us on the River Islands guest line, none other than Buster Olney of ESPN. Hey, Buster, what's going on? Thanks for doing it.
Sure, absolutely. And thanks for calling me. I mean, I would totally understand if your priority was Buster Posey. You know, that I can't tell you how many times I've had people, you know, introduce me as Buster Posey, you know, or come up to me and say, "Hey, Buster, you know, it's great," and refer to me as Buster Posey. He's the best Buster.
In certain things, I think that you've got maybe a little bit more personality on the radio. Just saying.
That's so funny that you say it that way. You know, I'm not going to use the name of the person. I once did an interview with someone on my podcast who's pretty famous, and I realized one question into my interview that the person thought that I was Buster Posey. And I told Buster this story. Like, the person clearly only agreed to it because he thought I was Buster Posey, and I got done the interview. I was trying to structure my questions in a way that wouldn't expose the fact that this very famous person didn't know that he was talking to me. And when I told Buster the story, of course, the funniest thing was the idea that Buster Posey would have a podcast. That was probably the craziest idea in the whole thing.
That's a good point. And I'm not going to ask the obvious follow-up, even though you do realize this is where everyone listening, their mind just went to was, who was the person?
Right.
Who was the person?
There will be a day when I will tell you, but now is not the time.
All right, fine. Then I'll ask it this way. Who is the person that might, I don't know, get a hit for the Giants? What about that, Buster?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you know, they're in an interesting spot because when you look at the teams in National League West, man, you know, there are some serious issues going on with these teams. Where, you know, the Padres just don't have that much depth. And so when they lose a Michael King to a shoulder issue, that is a huge deal. They don't really have the capability to fill that in. We had the Dodgers last weekend on Sunday Night Baseball. We have them again this week on Sunday Night Baseball. Their pitching is in tatters right now. Besides the days that Yoshinobu Yamamoto throws, they got a million guys in the injury list. No one's going to feel sorry for them. Every day, Dave Roberts is essentially looking for 27 outs from whoever can pitch for him. And the Arizona Diamondbacks, their bullpen has been completely messed up by key injuries that they've had. They're kind of getting knocked around, which is why the Giants, I keep on thinking that they are probably in the best position among these four teams to figure it out because the solutions are there. But, you know, Willie Adames, Matt Chapman, et cetera, they just have to hit better.
Yeah, and the solution is maybe the most frustrating part, Buster, because they could be doing even better considering what's going on all around them. When you look at just Willie Adames and Matt Chapman, is this a regression to the mean, or are they just really struggling out of the gate?
Well, when it comes to Adames, the thing that jumps out at me, you know, just looking at his numbers, is that his batting average and balls in play is down significantly by 30 points. So there's a suggestion, and I'm not going to, you know, pretend to you guys that I've seen every one of his plate appearances this year, but there certainly is a suggestion in that number that he's hitting in a lot of bad luck, and then as time goes on, you know, that'll stabilize. I mean, you don't expect him to hit 208 all year. You know, with Matt Chapman, through the course of his career, you've seen some ups and downs. You know, there are times when he was with the Blue Jays when he really struggled. There were times last year when he was great. I just think that there's some players who are streaky and some are not, and I'm assuming at some point he'll work his way out of it. But, you know, if you're the 2025 Giants, the big question is when.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And then I think the other big offensive question, and I know that first base is not what it used to be, where there was always a bopper over there, but a lot of fans are wondering what is the fix with not only the lack of production from Lamont Wade, but there's this, oh, there's this wooing and wanting for Bryce Eldridge to be ready. He's only 20 years old. But what how do you see the Giants playing that position as they keep it in play for him, even though he's not ready?
So I absolutely, and I've had no conversations with Buster about this, so I'm not going to pretend I know, you know, who exactly is on his radar. The idea that he would call up a young player and put the weight of the needs for the team on a rookie, that's just, I just don't see him doing that. I think it's more likely that they'll look for some kind of a stabilizing force in their lineup. And a guy who jumps out to me, who I would assume is going to be made available this summer, is Ryan O'Hearn of the Baltimore Orioles. You know, they are the Orioles are the biggest disappointment in baseball. They're what, like 18 games under 500. It's not happening for them. There's an assumption with other teams that at some point they're going to become sellers in a really, really thin trade market. They're very few. The American League is such a morass of mediocrity. With at the start of the day, 11 teams had at least a 17% chance of making the playoffs. That there are probably a lot of American League teams that should sell that are not going to. And it's going to be a lot like last summer, where there are probably going to be a lot of teams that will hang on to players and very few available guys in the market. Ryan O'Hearn, to me, would be a nice fit, you know, because he's got experience. He could hold down the position. It wouldn't take a massive return to get him in a deal. That's one interesting name, and others will emerge here as we go along and get closer to the trade deadline.
Do you see the Giants acting well ahead of the trade deadline? We're still 2 months away, and it seems like the offensive problems aren't going away. Might you see Buster, not you Buster, but the other Buster, be a little bit of an early aggressive GM in his first time going through it?
You know, that wouldn't surprise me at all. Because, I mean, the way the sport has evolved is that you have so many front offices that are steeped in analytics and that dictate so much of what they do. And it's like being at a poker table where everyone folds unless they have an ace and a king, right? I mean, they're incredibly conservative when it comes to making trades. A team that has stood out the last couple of years and separated themselves with the Kansas City Royals. Like, they've been aggressive, and they've been aggressive early, and it's paid off. Last year, you know, they shocked the world making the playoffs. I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, they're aggressive again this year. And I think my instinct is that Buster's going to be cutting the same cloth, that he's not just going to focus on every nickel of value, you know, whether it's acquiring a player or, you know, what he's going to give up. Not that he's going to go out and make reckless trades, but I could easily see him being, you know what, right now, with the offense struggling, with opportunities right in front of us, because the Dodgers are so banged up and the Padres are so banged up and the Diamondbacks pitching hasn't come together, you know, now's the time. If you told me that at the end of June that he had gotten some help in the trade market, that would not be a surprise to me.
Buster Olney, ESPN, joining us, Willard and Dibs. Buster, I'm still not over yesterday yet, and I sort of, when I talk to you, I'm like, you watch every at-bat of every game. At least it seems that way. But what I'm referring to is the fact that down by one in the eighth inning with runners at second and third and less than two outs, the Giants yesterday elected to have a hitter at the bottom of their order bunt not once, but twice. You mentioned the word analytics, and I feel like analytics did away with that. But then here the Giants are doing it. What does that say to you when a team decides to do that with one of their hitters in 2025?
Well, and it's hard for me to give you because I don't know, and I just covered long enough to know that in those times, you know, the hitter could get a signal essentially like, do what you can to drive in the runner or, you know, to drive in the runner from third. And if you have a hitter at the plate who doesn't have a lot of confidence, that could manifest in a lot of different ways. I was watching that when that was happening, and that was a real shock to me that that played out the way that was. But I couldn't give you a judgment about, you know, decision-making by the hitter or Bob Melvin without talking to those two guys.
In general, it seems like the three true outcomes have never been more prevalent. I was doing some of the math, and it's 33% walk or strikeout or home run.
Yeah.
Have we gotten to a spot where we need to find a way to engineer more at-bats where guys just, I don't know, try to get a base hit?
I would love to see it, but here's the deal. The chase for extreme velocity is not going away. The reason why we're having three true outcomes more than ever is because you have more guys throwing harder than ever. I haven't updated this, but I was looking at it, I want to say about a month ago, and there were, at that time, I think about 80 pitchers with average fastball velocities at 96 or above. I mean, it's just crazy how hard guys throw now. And that obviously makes it harder to put the ball in play. Hitters, you know, as they do their off-season work, unless you're Luis Arraez, you know, who basically hits for average, unless you're Chandler Simpson, the great speedster who's going to steal 100 bases one year in the big leagues, plays with the Rays now, everyone else seems to be looking to do damage. And here's the thing, you know, Aaron Judge is having this unbelievable season, hitting .391. He's going to flirt with .400 at a time when his average is about 150, 160 points higher than anybody in his league, which really tells you, you know, it's so difficult to hit in this era that's why when I saw that sequence yesterday, my first thought was, man, the guy at the plate just does not have confidence that he's going to put the ball in play, and he was doing everything he could, and apparently he's a good bunter, you know, doing everything he could to get the runner in from third base.
Yeah, I get it. By the way, speaking of, like, if there's anything going well bats-wise with the Giants, maybe it's their young left fielder who made the All-Star team as a rookie in Elliot Ramos. What do you see as his ceiling? Like, could he actually someday be seen as a star in this league?
I think he could be a really good player. I would say that just having, and look, I hear compliments from him. I remember talking to Dave Roberts about him, the Dodger manager. He had great things to say. Mike Schilt, the Padres manager. But I really do think that when we look at Giants hitters, that because of where they play, that it's just a different bar. Like if you're the Giants and you have a guy who, you know, hits .280, that's like somebody else hitting .320 for another team just because of the ballpark factors. And not only in San Francisco, but I think in the other you know, ballparks in the division. I was having a conversation with an executive of an American League team today, and he was talking about, you know, the difference of hitting in the National League West and how, generally speaking, it's so much more challenging than any other place. So I mean, to do what you're doing, I think, is impressive.
Well, that's a huge statement considering Coors Field and Arizona are in this division.
Yes. Well, and it's so funny. It's almost like when people talk about the National League West, they don't count the Rockies.
Right.
And they don't count right. because they're so bad. And I mean, they haven't hit double digits in win yet this season.
It's crazy.
Yeah. They could be historically bad, not only in winning percentage, but also run differential. I kind of get a secret joy out of tracking the epically bad teams. But Buster, what you were saying about the ballpark, is that something that becomes preventative to attracting free agents and something that the other Buster may need to address at some point?
It absolutely is a factor. You know, just talking with agents, and look, no one's ever going to say it out loud because they're going to want as much leverage as possible. So when a guy hits the market, he's going to say out loud to reporters, you know, I'm open to all offers. That's what Juan Soto said right after the World Series last year. But the reality is different than that. That's why the Colorado Rockies will never attract a high-end starting pitcher. And they haven't signed anyone of note, really, since Mike Hampton 25 years ago. I think in some respects, the Giants are in a better position to build a team like they have this year, where you have really good pitching and it fosters that. But yeah, drawing in a position player is absolutely more difficult.
Buster, you made an interesting comment earlier with regard to the Dodgers, Padres, and Giants, and how the Giants, based on the challenges each are facing, might be in the best position of the three to handle it. It leads me to this. What's the national perspective on this team? Do people feel like this is a good team and this is real, or this is just a moment in time that's going to go away?
No, I think they think it's real. I know from talking with folks with other teams because of how good the pitching is. And when you look at the way the rotation's playing out, look, I mean, the Dodgers are a classic example of this, where they have a ton of guys on the injured list. The Padres with their rotation so banged up. You have teams like Kansas City and like San Francisco, when you generally speaking have had stability within the rotation, that's a separator. I mean, there's just not a lot of teams with that dynamic right now.
Yeah.
Now, I think everyone wondered coming into the year, and everyone loves Willie Adames. They talk about what a great clubhouse guy he is. He obviously had a terrific year last year with the Milwaukee Brewers. Do people look at him as being an elite offensive player, along the lines of a Soto, Judge, Otani? No. But there's an assumption that he's going to do better than what he's done to this point. I think the same is true with Matt Chapman. It's part of the reason why I think people think that, they will be in the race. The one thing I would say about that, though, is the National League is so stacked that there inevitably is going to be two or three really good teams, maybe teams that would win a division in the American League, who are not going to make the playoffs. Because you've got in the East, you've got the Mets, and you got the Phillies. The Phillies right now look like the best team in baseball. The Braves just got back Ronald Acuna Jr. In the Central, you have the Cubs. Kyle Tucker's really augmented their offense. There are a lot of really good teams in the National League, and some of them are just not going to be playing in October.
The Giants are outside looking in on the playoffs right now. I mean, I think is the first time in a long time that we've been able to say that based on the standings.
Well, and I'd say this too. I don't think anybody is in a position in the West that's going to run and hide. Look, the Dodgers, no one's going to feel sorry for them because they have the $500 billion payroll, and they've got, three Hall of Famers at the top of their lineup, and they might have enough offense to create a margin for error that will allow them to work past this. But when you look at the nature of their pitching issues, there's not a guarantee that that's all going to get sorted out.
Huh.
Their dream, I saw Otani throw at Citi Field the other day. Their dream scenario is that he joins them sometime around the All-Star break. Blake Snell, their hope is about the same time, Tyler Glasnow. But you guys know Glasnow's injury history is long. Blake Snell has a shoulder issue. Those are things that, setbacks are very easy to do. And if they got 60 innings this year out of Otani, I think they would be thrilled. And it never happens the way that it is right now. And the Los Angeles Dodgers, despite all the money spent on that rotation, they lead the majors in bullpen innings. That's typically the Rockies or the White Sox or really bad teams that are in that are doing that. And they're usually, when you have a team using their bullpen that much, there usually is a toll in the second half.
No
and
doubt.
It's why today they picked up Alexis Diaz from the Cincinnati Reds.
Right. Yeah. No, the Giants have been, one of those teams in recent years just because of the way they kind of manage the whole thing. And it does feel like they run out of gas sometimes in August and September. Buster, great stuff. We love having you. Thank you so much.
All right. Always fun to talk with you guys.
Yep.
Thanks, Buster.
You too. There he goes. Buster Olney, the other Buster. As he likes to call himself, right here on Willard and Tim.
Yeah, and that's a really fascinating point he made at the end about bullpen innings, because the Giants, last time I checked, they were way toward the bottom in percentage of their innings used by the bullpen, and they're number one in bullpen ERA. So you have a good bullpen, and you don't use them a lot, they're going to be good in September.
I only heard one thing in that interview. I mean, it was a beautiful interview, but there's only one thing I heard. The Dodgers are in trouble.
Yeah.
They're in trouble, Dave.
You did mention they have a margin for error based on that lineup, but yeah, the West is a lot more wide open than I would have anticipated. We all slotted the Dodgers in for 120 wins conservatively starting the year, you know, and they'll be there in the end. But now with all the pitching woes, you're going to have to continue to pile on the runs to keep winning.
Yeah, good stuff from Buster Olney. We love having him on. 888-957-9570. If you're just joining us, the news of the afternoon is that Ricky Pearsall is hurt. Wide receiver for the 49ers. Many of us, self-included, projected that he's going to be the number one receiver, at least in the first half of the year. But knowing what Brandon Ayuk is coming back to whenever he plays and the severity of that injury and the ramp up that is needed and all of that, like I was very comfortable saying Ricky Pearsall, that's WR1. And nothing that happened today changes that. It is, quote unquote, a tweaked hamstring, and he will not practice fully with the team until training camp opens in late July. So still 2 months away. And there's no reason on this day to feel like something's wrong with Ricky Pearsall's season. However, it's an alarm. It's an alarm that goes off. We need to be re-reminded this every time a football season opens when we go, oh, they got this guy here and they got this guy. Nope, bang, it goes away in an instant. Christian McCaffrey last year on opening night, it can go away in an instant. So what would you do here if you're the 49ers? Like, again, DeMarcus Robinson probably going to be suspended. Pearsall's now missing the offseason. Ayuk is probably almost definitely not going to be ready for the start of the season. And then when you start, like, there's Juwan Jennings, that's fine. Cowing is just coming out of a rookie year and has never really done much. And then there's a bunch of other players who you would say the same thing, like really young players, interesting talents. Does this change sort of the thought process with whether or not the Niners?
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah.
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Need to go get someone. Amari Cooper, Gabe Davis, sure. And others are sitting out there.
Yeah, I thought so even before the news came out today. I didn't think that you had enough in the room. You know, DeMarcus Robinson and however many games he misses, if suspended, and Ayuk, he might be out for more than four games. It might be six or eight. You don't know how that recovery is going to be. And even when he does come back, usually that first season back off the ACL repair is not as good as the one will be the year after that. And you mentioned Jacob Cowing, and he's a guy who last year had four catches. How many catches?
Four.
Right. And, you know, Pearsall came on in the end of the year, but I still thought, even before today's news, that you were going to still be one receiver away from a comfort zone.
Yeah. I mean, I sort of like rode the fence on this one. Because I don't know what it'll cost. I'm not going to be like mad if they bring in Amari Cooper, but I'm like, that's Amari Cooper. Like, this is someone who's been a star in this league before. Is he anymore? I don't know. But the bottom line is if I'm bringing in Amari Cooper, it's because I got plans for Amari Cooper this year. And do you have, like, because what if Pearsall's ready to go? Once Ayuk is back, Juwan Jennings, you said it yesterday. You don't use that many receivers right in this offense. Do you need Amari freaking Cooper? I don't know, but the Gabe Davises of the world, and there are many, many other options, to me make a ton of sense.
Yeah, I just think when you look at the natural attrition of a season, and heck, we're in May, and I saw the news that Jair Brown also will be out until camp. He had an ankle procedure, so he won't be playing anymore over the next couple of weeks. So
I don't know who the hell's playing safety
just
for this team. This
add him to the list, yeah, because he's not out there. But, you know, you had receivers last year unable to play a full rack of games. I know Ricky Pearsall's was gunshot related, but he played 11. Ayuk only played in the 7. I mentioned Cowing, who had four catches. So I do think the natural attrition at any position is such to where it wouldn't hurt to have an extra guy.
We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Your calls, 888-957-9570. How do you want to see the 49ers handle this situation? Vic Tafer, who is one of their new beat reporters for The Athletic, is going to join us in 2 hours. And so we'll dive deep on everything that has happened here this week as OTAs get all started. Plus, we'll continue to take your calls and sort of reboot the question we were asking about Warrior basketball, which is the agenda for Steph and the agenda for the organization as a whole. Which one matters to you more? 888-957-9570. It's Willard and Dibbs.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.